Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Hello, good night, and welcome to tonight's commentary on the Blue Table. I'm Rohan Isles. Mervyn is off tonight. Tonight we focus on good governance. On an island where politics and its related activities are more frequent than hurricanes, divisions are seemingly always in gear and ready for a good old political backyard debate. For the many who closely follow the political discourse of the country, one can appreciate that the better professional politicians are those who understand that politics is centered on the ability to make human connections. Connections that should afford all citizens the opportunity to advance in life. Politics as we know it is the formal operations of a group or party as it relates to the decisions taken to move an island into a particular direction. Oftimes, the cries of sections of the public are echoed in chambers where the political views are shared. Phrases such as, only friends and family of the government are benefit, or this famous refrain, may government in power, are testament to the characteristics of leadership within the confines of the island. At any given time, as citizens on either side of the political divide can be heard sharing their views for and against. From observation, it has been the divisive nature of partisan politics that for years have caused unneeded civic discord among friends, families, and communities. So many of our social interactions and relationships are displaced or no longer existent because of how personally delicate political affiliations are. Such unfortunate lack of harmony is seen mostly amongst those in the lower socioeconomic bracket, or those professional politicians refer to as the masses. It is among this group of individuals, those who suffer the most after elections, where such political hatred against each other is manifested and rearing its ugly and unwelcomed head. Interestingly enough, the relationship between the masses and current political parties can be summed up as hot and cold. We have heightened consideration of those who hold the power to either elect or reject is only seen when such cost to decide is imminent. With grand political rallies and house visits becoming a regular seasonal occurrence. After the festivities of the so-called silly season is over, some politicians, or more so elected representatives, are seen as frequent as a lunar eclipse. Many are promised roadmaps to El Dorado, while others settle for promises of better days and fancier government jobs. Those less inclined to be caught within the fray of the political free-for-all accept the 500 and go away with a gratuitous one-day payday. It is this interaction with the masses that these politicians have come to accept as their governance model. Promises that are never policies. And the delivery on goods and services promised mainly to party supporters and a few who toe the independent line that never see the light of day. Such partisan action give rise to partisan reaction, as many with the financial and the social power withhold their input to national development, thus either slowing or retarding the economic and social services prospects as well as the growth of the island. How do we fix this anomaly? How do we move from a centric partisan philosophy to an ideal that all men and women should truly have the same opportunity for upward mobility. Certainly, there is no magic wand. But I am, however, convinced that the good governance model is one such feature that can bring positive and holistic change. When the World Bank set out its definition of good governance in 1992, this is what they penned. The manner in which power is exercised in the management of a country's economic and social resources for development. Such management of resources were imagined to redound to the benefit of all citizens, regardless of their status, religion, economic rating, or party affiliation. Let us then examine some pillars of good governance, and maybe you can apply it to the context of where you live. But bear in mind, there are some fundamental aims of the model, such as it assures that corruption is minimized. The views of the minorities are taken into account. Individuals should be able to voice their own opinions and to do so freely and without political rebuke. Participation also implies freedom of association and expression. You should be free to support who you wish to and without fear. The principles of good governance, which are concerned with focused areas: consensus-oriented decision-making. This ensures that even if everyone does not achieve what they want, a common minimum can be achieved by everyone, which will not be unfavorable to anyone. Let's take that again. Consensus-oriented decision-making, which ensures that even if everyone does not achieve what they want, a common minimum can be achieved by everyone, which will not be unfavorable to anyone. This, however, requires mediation of the different interests in society to reach a broad consensus in society on what is in the best interest of the entire community and how that can be achieved. This also means that a sustainable approach to human development is needed and can only be achieved through an understanding of cultural and the social context of each community. It assures an equitable society. Each member of society should have opportunities to improve or maintain their well-being. It highlights the need for fair sharing of resources so that not only some people have real access to those resources, but all of us have access. Real access. Good governance aims towards the betterment of people. This cannot be achieved without accountability and transparency. The processes and institutions involved must seek to meet the needs of society while ensuring best use of the resources. The overall sustainable use of and the protection of the environment and its resources is also critical in the good governance model. Government institutions and statutory organizations should be held accountable to the public. This is key. They must be held accountable to the public. Not only government institutions, but importantly enough, the private sector and civil society. The participation of both men and women is a key component in good governance. Participation could be direct or through legitimate representatives or institutions. Be mindful, however, that representative democracy doesn't necessarily mean that the concerns of the most vulnerable in society will be taken into consideration in decision-making. We must seek to be informed and organized whenever we endeavor to actively participate in the good governance model. There should be freedom of association and expression. On one hand, and organized civil society on the other hand to avoid clashes and unnecessary conflicts. In transparency, there should be accountability that highlights the importance for freedom of information for those who seek to access such information, especially when they are affected by decisions made and the enforcement of those decisions. Where do you stand on good governance? Is it an important consideration for you? Are you in any way troubled or affected negatively by the management of the system and processes that govern you? It is important to understand that the good governance model is not an easy one. As a matter of fact, very few governments around the world, including large industrialized and well-developed countries, as well as emerging economies and small island developing states, do not have nor implemented parts of the good governance model. Many posit, however, that the world's social and economic environment is the way it is because good governance is lacking. Many claim it is difficult to accomplish. The reality, though, stark as it may be, it is important to note that where sustainable human development is concerned, there must be a real effort to implement as far as possible even parts of the good governance agenda to ensure a sustainable human development platform. Sustainable development goals are achievable far easier when good governance is attached. We can all practice good governance in our small circles, and maybe there we, as individuals and the collective, can make a difference in how the processes and the systems that govern us work and work to the best for all of us. Thank you and be blessed. Good night.
Welcome to the Customer Support Portal, where we have made it easier for you to contact us. It starts with your question, email, a message, phone call, or a search on our website. Our CSP provides prompt and efficient solutions to your problems. We pride ourselves on treating our clients responsibly and ensuring your information is kept safe. Log on to www.skndb.net and send us a ticket or email us at customersupport@skndb.com. You may also call us directly at 869-465-2288 extension 1322 or 954-353-1003.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy.